Alright guys, before we get to this episode, it's on the Knockout Map Crisis, and I wasn't the most prepared for this, so I had to do some quick Googling and stuff in the middle of the recording, so sorry about that. And yeah, I plan to do some sort of full YouTube video, or maybe longer podcast episode of the sort, maybe like a bonus episode later. So yeah, I want to do a more official version of this. So let's cut to the episode. Alright guys, hello and welcome to another episode of Crew Crew, your Daily Brawl Stars podcast. Today we're talking about the Knockout Map Crisis. As soon as we get through the normal stuff. So yeah, let's get through it. 24,872 trophies. Didn't play much today. Didn't feel like it. Didn't feel up to it. I wanted to take a day off after all my quest grind. Because that kind of put me in the funk, because I was like, couple hours of quest grinding, not a couple hours, but a couple hours, or a while of quest grinding, let's just say that, maybe an hour or so. So yeah, in the shop we have, I see nothing, no main offers, of course there could be PowerPoints, so I'm gonna check. Yes, as I guess, 210 PowerPoints for 39 gems. Ooh, we also have Marshall Ruffs coming in 6 days and 4 hours. And, of course, a Megabox for 1,500 star points. 2 Megaboxes for 3,000 star points. So, yeah, the first, like, the main update skins is coming in 6 days and 7 hours. Unless you count the Brawl Pass skins or the True Gold Silver skins. So that's exciting. So let's get into the rest of the episode. Oh yeah, oh no, never mind. We have Garbico for 79 gems, King Crab Tick for 49, and Leonard Carl for 39. And yeah, I'm excited for Marshall Ruff. I mean, I'm not gonna buy it, quite obviously, but hey, it's cool. So yeah, I mean, it's cool to see new skins out. Oh my goodness, I just told this this is so annoying. I just told this person I'm recording. And, okay. And they invited me again. Time for a 10-minute mute. So yeah. Let's get to the main topic for today, which was the Knockout Map Crisis. Now, unfortunately, it's going to be kind of hard for me to explain most of this map. Most of this stuff, because Knockout maps, they aren't in, Knockout is not in a friendly game. So, yeah, Knockout is not a friendly game you can play, unfortunately, so, yeah, due to it being, obviously being a, sorry, do it, what's the right word for it? Due to it being a temporary game mode, so, yeah. Unfortunately, we haven't seen all the maps in rotation, so I can't speak for all the maps. Nor can I go over every single map in extreme detail, because I don't have all of them in front of me. So, yeah. I'm gonna just search up Knockout maps and see what comes up, because I bet there'll be some screenshots of maps and stuff. And yeah, I'm really enjoying Knockout. It's just the only thing is that some of the maps seem to be bad. Alright. Searching up. Yeah. So the main topic that brought up this conversation is this map. Hold on 1 second. Alright, so yeah, this is the map. I'm not sure how to even describe this. I mean, just search up Knockout Map on Reddit and you'll find this. But yeah, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like four squares of blocks surrounded by bushes. And then there's a river in the middle with rope fences with a 3-tile path. Just bushes. This map is terrible. Yeah, it has 1 choke point. And yeah, so it's just a terrible map. Let me try to find, all these are like, I made my Knockout maps. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I can't find any more knockout maps. But, yeah, it appears to be... Okay, that's just a recreation. So, yeah, I have no clue what's going on with these knockout maps. But I'm going to try to see if I can find at least one more picture that I can reference. Because, yeah. Here we are. This might be helpful. Oh, wait, no, this is just a meme reaction. Knockout map idea, knockout map idea. Okay, never mind. So, yeah, I don't know how this person found all the maps. Here, I'm going to search up. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna stop for a second. All right, sorry. I should have been way more prepared for this episode because searching all knockout map Brawl Stars brought up perfectly fine things. So, yes, my personal favorite map was called Double Bluff, and yeah, it kind of had three staggered spawns kind of in the middle, which led to faster gameplay. It had a couple creative teleporters that were actually really nice late game, just because you could really use them to avoid taking that help keep the tiebreaker. And yeah, there's a barrel in the middle that's kind of annoying, but it's not terrible. People make it out to be a lot worse than it is. Then we have Zip Zap. I actually didn't play this map because I didn't play Knockout the first day. I was grinding Quest, so I may have played one game. But yeah, it's just a mess. Like, L's of cactuses, water surrounded by rope fences on most sides. It's built around teleporters, so I mean, it's just a really weird map. And yes, the other one we've seen in game is Crime Water, and yes, that's the one I talked about earlier. It's just a terrible idea. And yes, this is why I think sewer cells would open up the ability for people to make new maps for their new modes, because these maps are kind of trash. Then we have Ends Meet. Okay, from now on, these are maps we have not seen in game yet. We have Ends Meet, which kind of has three long bushes in the front, middle, and back of the map. And it's just a bunch of random walls otherwise, and it's not bad, but could be worse, could be better. I feel like that design with a couple tiny tweaks could be an actual viable map, which is saying a lot for this game mode. We have Middle Ground, which has these weird T's on the side. Weird bushes that aren't even... they don't even make sense. Like, they're not even fully behind cover, but when they could be easily. We have water and rope fences, just weird. We have a V of blocks. It's just so strange. Then we have Close Call, which I like. It's some rope fences, and they spawn kind of close to each other, but not close enough to where they can attack because they're offset slightly. So yeah, I could see this map being fun to play. And it has some really creative and unique structures. Then we have Snake Out, which at first I was really opposed to, but then I really realized that the spawns are on each side. So this is like Super Cats, because its gameplay is kind of sideways, but of course it's on the normal map size, so it's only about 20 tiles wide. But yeah, you're playing horizontally against your opponents, and it looks kind of fun because it's pretty bushy. Yeah, I'm gonna just go for really quick. Then we have Split the Difference, which is kind of like a mix between a couple heist maps, the Corner Case, and I can't remember what the other one is called. I'm gonna have to look it up real quick. And look it up, I mean, pull up heist and friendly games and repeatedly click on maps until I find one that works. Hot Potato. It's a mix of Corner Case and Hot Potato, or that it might have been called something else. So yeah, it's pretty cool. For me, I have Gold Arm Gulch, which is just ugly. It doesn't look well, look good. It doesn't look like it'll work good. Then we have Bell's Rock, which, you know, it's an interesting design, but even then it's kind of abstract for map design. Really long range, which I suppose is why it's called Bell's Rock. And yeah, it doesn't look very well. If you get control of that map, you're dominating. Like, no chance of coming back. So how could Supercell fix this? I think one thing that they could actually implement next update is a sort of map making competition in game. And that may sound weird at first, but yes, hear me out here. So they have like a map. Okay, so first off, you create Mapmaker maps, and you submit them through some special menu, and you don't actually have you don't actually have to get 10 people to approve your map to submit it, which I feel like would open up the map maker slot to a lot more, you know, kind of a lot more better entries, because right now I feel like one of the main reasons only troll maps are in the game right now is because to get a competitive map approved, you also have to get 10 people to approve it. Which is very difficult, especially since, people like playing troll maps in friendly games more than they like playing competitive maps in friendly games, just because, you know, they're friendly games. They're not real games. They're not meant to be, I'm playing a game, so I just started a game, so I'm having brain farts. But yeah, people want to play fun mini games. They don't want to play normal showdown in Mapmaker, because what would be the point of that? So, yeah, it's definitely a lot easier to approve those kind of maps. So, and that's why they end up in game, I think. But yeah, anyone could enter these, this theoretical competition, and the maps would continuously cycle. Like, when I say continuously cycle, I mean, like, your map could be played 12 different 10-second slots, and it would there be, like, a knockout competition entry slot, and, yeah, people would go, and they would play it, and they would vote it, and they voted yes, and then, yeah, you know, the top competitive maps could make it in-game. I don't know, that's just an idea I had. I feel like it could work really well, as well it could work really bad. So yes, that's one way that Supercell can solve the knockout map crisis. So yeah, I mean, only other way is to maybe host a different kind of map making contest like they have in the past. Other than that, I really don't, like a Reddit or something, or they could just come up with better maps. I mean, there isn't much more of an explanation than that. Maybe they could hire a dedicated map maker. Does that make any sense? Like someone who's like really good at making maps, and just they could revise old maps to make them better. I don't know. That'd probably be too much to pay for a game like Brawl Stars. That isn't the most dependent on maps, like, not as much as some other games I can think of. So yeah, I'm probably gonna wrap this up. Discord's link in the description, club's link in the description, quest now. Out, see ya.
Don't mess with my crew!